The largest fires were in far northern Wisconsin, where the U.S. Forest Service, the Department of Natural Resources, and volunteer fire crews had their hands full with a 950-acre blaze in the Shawamigan National Forest in Bayfield County, as well as a 700-acre fire in southern Douglas County. DNR Public Information Officer Jim Bishop says firefighters were helped by planes and helicopters bombing the fires with water.
That went out on the Lake Superior, picked up the water and brought it back, and then dropped it, especially on the flanks and in the front of the fire, to keep that thing nose down. So they were working hard.
But nature isn't cooperating. With a third summer of drought in the northern region and generally dry conditions everywhere else, Bishop says the DNR may have to restrict things even more, to the point of banning outdoor smoking as thousands of anglers head to the woods for this weekend's fishing opener.
That increases the danger, both from an ATV standpoint, from the nights are supposed to be cooler, people start warming fires to warm up a little bit, people are out there smoking. We ask that anyone who's out there, especially with the conditions as they are, to be extremely careful with anything that's burning, any type of sparks.
Meanwhile, DNR fire crews remain on 24-hour standby. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.